Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The cryptocurrency industry is lobbying against tighter regulations that they say would be unfair to their business. We'll explore this in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. The Wall Street Journal's Money Beat team says the threat of a more restrictive U.S. trade policy is already having an impact on the U.S. economy. It's a development that stands to keep investors on edge after a period of stock market volatility. President Donald Trump's announced tariffs on steel and aluminum, as well as his threat of further tariffs aimed at China, are driving up the cost of steel, according to the Federal Reserve's Beige Book survey of the central bank's 12 districts released this week. From one Beige Book anecdote, a firm in the Boston district reported that thin-gauge foil is produced only in China, and tariffs raised the price threefold. The contact argued that, quote, these tariffs are now killing high-paying American manufacturing jobs and businesses. Investors are predominantly worried that a trade war could drive up prices of goods or weigh on consumer confidence, both of which could hit companies and their share prices. Some news from the Journal's Heard on the Street team is enough to make investors toss and turn at night. Shares of Sleep Number plunged Thursday after the company posted disappointing quarterly results. Sales fell 1% compared with 12% growth in the year earlier period. Gross margins fell too, and earnings per share declined by 7%. Sleep Number makes those widely advertised beds that can adjust firmness according to the preferences of users. It blamed poor results on its transition to a newer, more advanced series of beds that can diagnose sleeping patterns. While that sort of data may or may not attract buyers, the company's own numbers are disquieting. With earnings over the past 12 months of just $61 million, Sleep Number still has a market value of $1.2 billion, down from $1.8 billion this time last year, according to FactSet. Coming up, Bitcoin backers are telling regulators, back off. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. How closely should Bitcoin be regulated? The Wall Street Journal says cryptocurrency firms and their venture capital investors have lobbied regulators, saying the cryptocurrency industry should be exempt from federal oversight. They argue that oversight from the Securities and Exchange Commission would slow digital coin growth. Let's get more on this from Wall Street Journal reporter Gabriel Rubin, who joins us from Washington. Gabriel, on the subject of lobbying, you write that there was a meeting late last month between Silicon Valley backers of digital currencies and the SEC. Now, what were some of the firms and what was their basic argument?
That's right. So on March 28th, partners from Andreessen Horowitz and Union Square Ventures, both of which are Silicon Valley and New York-based venture capital firms, met with the SEC to discuss token offerings and whether those should fall under existing securities laws. And basically, the argument from these venture capitalists, as well as some other cryptocurrency lawyers and lobbyists, was that token offerings are unique and they should fall under a sort of safe harbor designation that would exempt them from a lot of existing securities laws, which would really allow the crypto space a lot of room to grow without regulatory oversight, which is something that regulators don't seem to be too receptive to.
What is the Securities and Exchange Commission's argument?
So their argument, like other regulators in Washington, is that cryptocurrencies might be a novel asset class, but nothing is new under the sun. And a lot of these things, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck, or in this case, a security or a commodity. So the Securities and Exchange Commission essentially looks at token offerings and so far has said that they meet the definition under securities laws to be regulated as securities. And they have taken enforcement actions and had a lot of conversations with these crypto firms using that basis, that they're going to regulate them as they would other securities offerers.
The Securities and Exchange Commission oversees U.S. financial markets, and cryptocurrency backers say digital coins shouldn't be treated as investments, but products. I guess you write here, they argue that the tokens aren't investments, but products that can be exclusively used to access services or networks provided by startup companies. This, according to cryptocurrency backers who were at this meeting. Now, is there currently any sort of regulation of cryptocurrencies and blockchain?
So it's growing, and it's been sort of a patchwork both globally and in the United States. There's no single regulator for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, so it really depends on how the offering or how the asset is packaged, essentially. So you have Bitcoin futures offered by a couple of derivatives exchanges, and those are regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, but ICOs, or initial coin offerings, are regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Other aspects of virtual currencies might be regulated by banking regulators. For instance, anything having to do with anti-money laundering would be either the banking regulators or FinCEN, which is part of the Treasury Department. So it's really a wide patchwork, and it really depends more on what the asset class is doing as opposed to just a one regulator for the entire space.
Is there any sort of wiggle room here as far as the SEC is concerned? Would they offer some sort of exemption based on what the sales are, the amount of the sales?
So it's unclear exactly what type of exemptions the SEC would be willing to consider. They certainly wouldn't be likely to consider a broad exemption, which is what some of these crypto industry folks are asking for. They're more likely to offer limited exemptions from oversight based on whether a company's token sale is capped at a per investor limit and whether it could be resold at a profit to third parties. So there really would have to be very specific definitions for a token sale that didn't fall under securities laws.
Obviously, cryptocurrencies are global. So would U.S. regulators reach extend only so far because, you know, it's become a global phenomenon?
Well, there is a concern, certainly, that there will be a game of regulatory arbitrage and sort of whack-a-mole by global regulators just because of how the market for cryptocurrencies is and how easy it is for some of these firms to leave the United States and set up shop elsewhere where the rules might be more favorable to their business in places like the Caymans or Singapore or other places around the globe that actually are marketing themselves as markets for cryptocurrency firms where they can sort of get away with more than they would be able to do in the United States or in other places that are cracking down like China or South Korea.
Obviously, this is to be continued. Gabe, where do we go from here? That meeting was March 28th.
So regulators are spending an immense amount of time on cryptocurrency issues, and we're really, really just at the beginning here. I think you will see a largely hands-off approach when it comes to new rules altogether for the cryptocurrency space, but I do think that we will continue to see lots of enforcement actions, lots of conversations between regulators and these cryptocurrency firms, and essentially as the industry becomes more mature and has good legal representation and continues these conversations, I think you will possibly eventually see a regulatory framework coming out of the federal government, or alternatively, and this is what the crypto industry would probably prefer, they will sort of set up their own quasi-regulatory body that sets standards and works along with federal and state regulators to make sure that bad actors aren't running rampant in the market, but you know, nonetheless allows them a lot of wiggle room in terms of how they develop their businesses and how this entire space develops. I mean, people think this is going to be like the internet. So if it really is, then we're just at the beginning of this, and we haven't even scratched the surface in terms of what future regulations might look like.
Absolutely. Wall Street Journal reporter Gabriel Rubin joining us from Washington. Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal invites you to attend our first ever Future of Everything Festival, taking place May 8th through the 10th in New York City. This three-day ideas exchange will bring together experts, innovators, and the ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are shaping the future. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com. Get a special offer of $100 off on tickets using promo code FOEF100.